You're listening to Life Skills 101 on the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network.
Welcome to Life Skills 101, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network and True North Homeschool Academy. Your host, Lisa Nearing, has homeschooled her five kids for the last 29 years. She has a master's degree in human brain development and a master's in marriage and family therapy. She is currently the owner of True North, offering everything from Hebrew classes to chemistry. She and her husband, Dr. David Nearing, are passionately committed to equipping fellow homeschoolers and Christians with the tools and resources necessary to navigate a complex world in need of a savior. Now, without further ado, your host.
Academy, and we are here to talk to you today about geography and why your kids must study geography. Listen, this is one of those little, not one of the core four that people think about and how important it is, but it is part of the history and social studies track for the core four, math, science, English, history. And I think it's super important now more than ever. One of the first questions that you are asked if you ever do a psych eval, remember I have a mental health background, is are you oriented to time and place? So the evaluator would ask questions, do you know where you're at? Do you know the significance of this? Do you know what time it is? And that is one of the important things about geography, is it orients us to time and place. Where are we at? What time in history are we at? And what is happening around us? Now, a lot of people overlook geography, and that makes me so sad because, for one, kids love geography. They love exploring people and places and culture, and it's just natural for them to be curious about these things. And when we overlook it, we're missing out on such a fun opportunity to really teach our kids the joy of learning and helping them to become lifelong learners. Orienting yourself to time and place, maybe that's a quirky introduction to geography, but our kids do need to understand where they're at and why it's important. Dana Hanley teaches our elementary expedition classes, and she mentioned today they were looking at rivers in Africa in the Expedition Africa class, and all of a sudden the kids were like, look at where the cities are. They're by the major river routes. And we see that in America all the time. I grew up near Cincinnati, Ohio. Guess what? The river was the road when we were first settling this country. And so a lot of these old industrial cities in America are on the river waterways. It just helps our kids understand why these cities were important, not only now, but in the past, and honestly, to project into the future. Studying geography really gives our kids an understanding of culture. It's foundational to many other important subjects like politics and economics. Now, when our kids understand that cities in the last century grew up around river waterways, and that is why some towns and some places in some areas actually gained wealth quickly, that helps them understand the economics. And we really need more people to understand politics and economics. Geography is so foundational to this. Don't overlook it in the elementary years or the middle school years or the high school years. And honestly, I would recommend that you do a general overview of world geography in the elementary years, hone in on the U.S. geography up, honestly, late elementary, early middle school or middle school years, and then do another more extensive year of world geography. So very, very important. There's a lot of political things going on right now, as anybody who watches the news or just is on social media for 2 minutes knows. And giving our kids a firm foundation about what countries are doing what, why, when, where, how, what's happening now is just a continuation of what happened in the last century and in some cases 500 years ago. So don't overlook this very, very important subject. I want to just share with you some of the geography classes that we offer at True North Homeschool Academy. We do offer the expedition classes for elementary students, and that would be like second, third grade through sixth grade. Dana Hanley, who also teaches German 1 through 4, teaches the expedition classes, and she does 2 a year. So they're semester-long classes. She's just finishing up Expedition Africa in the fall. She will teach, I wrote it down so I didn't forget, but now I don't have my sheet in front of me. So she's going to do Expedition Arctic and another expedition. I'll link it. The ocean one is super, super fun. And look, there's a lot of exploration and great things we get from the ocean, or maybe it is ocean as well. She does an expedition ocean, but the Arctic is super fascinating too. She goes into animals, culture, language, the landscape, geography, history. It is such an amazing unit study, and it's really a unit study on steroids. We've had kids who have taken every expedition class Dana has taught, and she's finishing up her sixth one. She's going to start the cycle back in the fall. So really super fun classes. The kids love them. Very project-based, very interactive. So those are for the elementary classes. Then in middle school, we offer U.S. geography. And this is taught by Meredith Curtis, who also wrote the textbook that the kids will use. Meredith has been a curriculum developer for years. We use several of her curriculums. And the U.S. geography one is excellent. The kids learn and explore all across the United States, national parks, state parks, food, cooking, colloquialisms, people, culture, fashion. It is, again, like the kids are going to get so in-depth into U.S. geography in unique ways. And I love that because we don't realize that, like, even fashion is dictated by where we live, right? Like, I live in the far north, and believe me, we own socks here. But I lived in Southern California, New Mexico for 15 years. I think I might have owned one or two pairs of socks, and I wore sandals the rest of the year. So where you live affects so much how you eat, how you talk, all the things. And then as we move into high school, we offer world geography, and this is taught by Becky Lundgren. Now, both Becky and Meredith do some really unique things in their geography classes, both for U.S. and for world geography. They have the kids take virtual field trips all across the United States and all across the world. And this is really fun. They're directed field trips, and they've been curated, and they also really get deep into Google Maps. So this is a life skill. It's a transferable life skill. Your kids can use it for many other things. But again, they go into cooking and culture and so much more. Again, very, very project-based. The kids love these classes. I wouldn't wait on either the world or the U.S. The world geography filled this year, and we expect it to fill in the future. I think it's a foundational class. World geography should definitely be on your kids' transcript for their ninth grade year. If you can't find a good one, we offer a rock solid one. And it doesn't just go into how to draw the map, although that's important too for the kids to have some sense of where things are at, both in U.S. and world, I think, or whatever country they're from. Just to get a sense of where they're living at. But also it talks about rivers and mountains and landforms and all those kind of things. Really, really good stuff. Not everybody's going to go into geography or topography, although we live close to Aros here in South Dakota, and people do make careers of it. But again, it's such a great way for your kids to orient themselves to time and place, and super important for us, especially as we move into a global world. Now, you've heard me say it before, our kids are going to work in a global gig economy. It's already happening. So many of us are online with people from around the world on the regular, and that's going to be our kids' world. So understanding where people are from and being able to just go, oh my gosh, you're from here? Hey, you know what? I knew somebody from there. And do you really eat this kind of food? Automatic. Just builds a relationship with people. And remember, communication skills are going to be more important than ever before. Collaboration ability, understanding where people are from and understanding where you're from allows you to collaborate better because you understand that there are things like colloquialisms, right? And there are things like that are taboo in some places and not in others. I know in the far north, when you go to somebody's house, you take your shoes off when you walk in the house. In other places, that would be really taboo. So just understanding things like that is going to really set your kids up for future success. And again, because these classes are so interactive and dynamic, there's a lot of opportunity for them to develop communication skills and creativity. I love these classes that we offer. We've really tweaked and refined them. Becky took over the world geography class this year, and of course she had to add in Google Maps because that's one of her fun things to do. But again, the virtual field trips are super fun, and we do have an article on virtual field trips. It's a great way to see the world and expand your kids' horizons, and that's what these geography classes do. So if you don't have a good geography curriculum in your home school, I really highly encourage you to get one, create one, or jump into ours because your kids are going to have so much fun learning about the great world that we live in. And, you know, we love we love sharing with our students the cool things that are happening in the world. You can enroll now. Our classes are open. They've been open for several weeks for enrollment. We'd love for you to enroll now. don't wait too long, because some of the classes do fill, especially our middle school and 9th and 10th grade classes. So the U.S. geography, the world geography, and the expedition classes are honestly super popular classes in our elementary school, and we do limit those classes to 15. So jump on those now, and if you have any questions about it, we'd love to hear from you. Anything else I want to share with you today? I think that might be it. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're having a great day and a great weekend. We are going to start a new puzzle tonight, and that's kind of dorky, but I'm excited about it. So let me know what you're doing this weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.